This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
because suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Vincent Gerard Halloran. Felicia Hamilton. Christopher James Hanley. Emmerich Harvey. Jennifer L. Howie. Amy R. King. Karen Joyce Klitzman. Eugenie Nyaza. Christopher Randall Larrabee. Charles J. Morrow.
The evil that descended on America 17 years ago still lingers in our world. So to any who would wish us harm, let them know this. As the American people have shown every day since that bright September morning, as President Trump said on these grounds 1 year ago, in his words, we overcome every challenge. We triumph over every evil. And we remain united as one nation under God.
Okay, folks, somber remembrance as we start the Robert Scott Bell Show today, 9/11, 17 years later. And, the discussion that must ensue, and has it on this show many times over the years, is one that acknowledges certainly the loss of life that occurred on our soil, those of you who are here in these United States, and also the things that happened after and before. This is a show that invests in more than just symptoms, but true causation. How do we remedy these things so they don't happen again? And we take healing to levels that very few places will go in media. Physical, of course, healing. Emotional, mental, economic, political, and of course, spiritual healing. And a lot of these things are impacted simultaneously when you have an event of such magnitude that happened 9/11/2001, 17 years ago, for those of you who are alive then and remember it. I think my wife was changing diapers from our little baby boy at the time. We didn't have a daughter yet. And, you know, the world stopped for many of us. And just we couldn't believe what we were watching. Now, as time passes over the years, we can look back at it. If we didn't lose a loved one directly that we know of, it may have impacted us a little to significantly less. Although there's nobody on planet Earth, pretty much, unless you're in a hut in the furthest reaches where there are no natural resources, so nobody cares. But it impacted so much of the planet. Not just the almost 3,000, that number of lives that were lost on, again, American soil. I do this super. I'm going to bring you in a moment, obviously, but I juxtapose this if this is even appropriate. It's not even for me to determine or decide. But when we look at the annual rate of death to many things, and there are certainly, we could point to any number of things that this is how many people die from this, this is how many people die from this. All right, we could look at that. And I've often related the wars or war that we've gone into, perpetual without end, since that 9/11-2001 occurrence. And I kind of, that response, okay, this was a response to almost 3,000 Americans dying. Okay, take away all of the politics momentarily and even true causation and the questions of the controversy surrounding what led up to it, what we know after the fact, and we go, all right, we are willing to spend trillions of dollars and go to war, not against necessarily countries, but elements within countries, terrorists, as they say. 3,000 people would not diminish not one of those lives. That's not my argument. But I step back and I say, where do we focus all of the time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? We are concerned about life and death here. And the sheer number of people that die due to government-sanctioned and approved medicines. Again, just in numbers. Step back for a moment and just in numbers. We're not going to take anything away from those individuals. You heard some of the names being read at the memorial. It's a somber and solemn place to be. I've been there. But there is something else at play or at work here in terms of manipulation of our psyche, of our belief system. Because why should any life be greater or lesser than another in regard to loss of life? We look at that and we say it was a bunch of foreign terrorists that did that. Now, whether we agree or disagree on that, because there's a lot of perspectives on that, we have talked about it here. With my dearly departed friend, Liam Schiff, who wrote Official Stories, I've got a poster up behind me that he did as well. We went to war over that. And yet every year, upwards of 784,000 Americans, divide that by 3,000. It's a staggering number. And you've got that happening every year, and if we break it down into every month, I'm not even going to do the math right now unless Super Don wants me to, but what's happened, we turn a blind eye to those people who are dying on our own shores due to what? In many cases, foreign-made pharmaceuticals. For those that think I'm xenophobic, right? Oh, you just don't like foreign drugs. Well, I don't like the drugs that they make on American soil. They're just as deadly, very often just as deadly. If they're injected or not, depends on what they are, biologics or not. But the somberness with which we observe 9/11, there's legitimacy to mourning the loss of a loved one or our fellow Americans or from around the world. Other nationalities were involved and died on that day too. I recognize that. These souls come, these souls go. Our friends come, our friends go. Our family members go, we come, we go. But the manipulation of the belief system is something I cannot tolerate. Even on this somber day, Super Don, as we acknowledge 9/11, the victims of 9/11 that day, 2001, 17 years ago. I think it would do a disservice to them on the other side when they look back and say, how can we prevent this from happening again? And not only this event, but how many other needless deaths are occurring due to failure of government? Yes, I lay the blame solely and squarely on the government and governments around the world. A failure of government to protect the people. Quite the opposite. An intent, an impassioned excellence, if you will, in killing people and breaking things around the planet, government. Is that a libertarian treatise? Did I say it right? Treatise? I don't know. But it's my perspective here. Just coming through right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Welcome one and all. And I want to welcome Super Don. He cleared his froggy throat before we went on the air today so he would be ready to chime in on our... We've had great discussions over the years, have we not, on this day about this event, about what it means?
We have. I mean, everybody has their own perspective on it. But I think everybody can agree that despite what your theories may be about what happened on that day, how it happened, why it happened, who did it, that event impacted people's lives in a way that their lives have never been the same since. Mm-hmm. And even if you didn't, as you said, you know, if you didn't know somebody personally that died in that, I think the impact that it had on people as it happened, I'm looking in the chat room now and people talking about how, you know, it affected them. Mm-hmm. Just seeing it happen, hearing about it happening. You know, for me, it was early in the morning. You know, I had five kids, get, you know, the normal routine, get everybody ready for school and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I got a call from my wife, say, hey, turn the TV on. And I think it was like, God, it was early. It was like 6:30, 7 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And from that point on, for months, I was glued to the television.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of other people were, too. As this event took place that nobody ever thought would ever happen, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it was, you know, when you heard about terrorist attacks, that was stuff that happened, you know, in other countries and things where stuff was going on. And it was the first time that something like that had happened on our own shores.
Sure.
And it was honestly, it was traumatic. It was just
it was traumatic to the psyche of every American and many people around
Absolutely.
The world. And it was to maximize. The intent was to maximize that impact, to put us off our center and really allow things to happen that shouldn't have happened, should never have happened. And I'm not even talking necessarily about the event, which, yeah, shouldn't have happened, but that it did, what would I say would honor those who have passed away because of it? And there are first responders that have developed horrible diseases, cancers, lung conditions since then as well. We've talked about that on the air. But I don't believe that those who have passed away, looking back, would say, you know what, because of this event, we want you all to give up your liberty and trade it for feigned security.
Dude, and you know what? And you're right. You're 100% right, because things have changed as a result of that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Today, you know, with things that have been taken away from us, things of, you know, not just convenient things, but you know, our privacy, mm-hmm. and our rights over time. And in 17 years, there has been a slow, incremental loss of liberty and rights. That today people just think it's normal, you know, because it happens, you know, over that period of time. It's really
that is why I came down with the big G. No, not God, government. Government. It benefits from crises. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And the loss of liberty due to 9/11, it should have been just the opposite. If people were steeped in really spiritual freedom and spiritual liberty, you would cling tightly to your freedom when the government says you must lose some of it in order for us to protect you. That is the signal. That is the warning. The warning shot across the bow that our founding fathers knew about. And they said, look out. Don't let it happen, folks. Can you get the freedom back? Well, keep listening. We'll see what we can do.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. See website for details.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO33 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO33 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO33 to 350350.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, it isn't just that you believe in freedom, or that I believe in freedom, or that Super Don believes in freedom. It's how much you're willing to live those beliefs. No matter what happens in life, if somebody throws a curveball at you, do you know that your principles are yours due to your experience, and they won't be swayable, so to speak? You're a pillar and like, no, these are my principles. The wind's blowing now. No, it doesn't matter. And something happens and you go, oh, no, wait, okay, now I'm going to give up my principles. And, of course, we see that in politics all of the time. People don't have actual principles, whatever is expedient to gain political power or maintain it, hold on to it, get more of it. And we see that's the ability to buy or purchase or curry favor. And those people, the winds blow one direction, they change because they don't have their own principles. And unfortunately, if you think people are principled, they go into politics, you find out whether they are or not. And seemingly 90, 95, 98, 99, what's the percentage point of people that actually have principles once they get up there and don't sell out to the highest bidder? Including, you know, the screaming of terrorism, and suddenly, we don't need a declaration of war by the People's House in Congress. No, the executive branch can do it. And it's like right now you've got people on the left screaming, oh, Trump, oh, he's going to take all these powers. You know, it's like, what? When Obama was doing it, you were silent. When it was Bush before, yeah, you were screaming a bit on the left, and then suddenly you went silent. What's different, really? What's different? Yeah, there are nuances and difference in every administration, but when we talk about principles, very rare to find men or women of principle in this regard. How about doctors of principle? How about journals, medical journals of principle? This is an amazing thing to consider as well, because we do read from the medical journals and try to bring you some interesting information from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, you know, since we're, you know, talking about a violent act, it was done apparently with airplanes, some would argue missiles or other things, how about with firearms, with guns, with rifles, with semi-automatic weapons? I had no idea, but the Journal of the American Medical Association just published a research paper, an article, in their journal, their esteemed JAMA journal, that has revealed something so obvious, that it could only be today's
moment of dust.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of dub brought to you by bullets flying out of guns faster than slower, more frequently, rapidly in succession, then one at a time slowly, has the potential to kill more people or things than, that which is coming out one at a time but slowly. All right. No, this is it. I'm not making this up. I know. I can't. It's hard to describe what the Journal of the American Medical Association published. But they just said this. They did an active shooter study, Superdung, and they found out that semi-automatic rifles apparently can kill twice as many people as those who have the kind of guns that don't self-load.
Let's try and reduce this down to the lowest common denominator. If you threw a rock into a crowd, you would hit one person.
Usually, yeah.
If you threw a handful of rocks into a crowd, you would hit more people. That's basically what they figured out here. And now, on the surface, yes, okay, so semi-automatic rifles kill more people than whatever you would call a rifle that isn't semi-automatic. What do you call that? I don't even know. We have to ask your son. So, yes. Anyway... So on the surface, you look at this and you go, no kidding. I mean, why would you need to study this? Now, what you have to look at here, though, is, and we were talking about this before the show, a lot of these studies that we covered that are moments of duh, you're kind of like, why are you studying this? Well, obviously, there's an agenda here. They want a scientific study to confirm this, to try and go after what I would assume is semi-automatic rifles and say, these are dangerous, we shouldn't have these, we need to regulate these more, we need to get rid of them, whatever.
Never mind the millions of times they're utilized not in mass shootings. Let's ignore the fact that over 90% of all of these mass shootings have happened by people who are prescribed FDA-approved psychiatric drugs by duly licensed and ordained representatives of the medical police state. Those are known as doctors. Why is the American Medical Association doing this? JAMA. Because they want you to ask, doctor, everybody who comes in to see you, do you have a gun in your house?
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8222 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got it. The Trinity Conference is coming up, and it is the new edition of the Health Freedom Expo. Reunion time, everybody. I mean, get excited. Chris Barr, not a doc, is going to join me next hour. We're going to preview it, talk about some of the events that are occurring there, and maybe also find a way that we can get you there for free. Could we do that, Super Don? Is it possible we could get somebody there that listens and loves the Robert Scott Bell Show? Maybe doesn't like me, maybe loves Super Don, and they want to go to the Trinity Conference. How can we get them in for free?
Yeah, well, if you can make it there, we've got a way to get you in the door for free. And if you go to today's show notes and you scroll down, you will see a big banner for the Trinity Conference. And all you do is click on the banner. It'll take you to the website. You register with the information. You put in our special code, which is TCRSB in the registration information, and you get a free ticket. So, again, go to the show notes, robertscottbell.com, today's show notes. Go down to the banner, click on it, put in the special code, and you've got a free ticket into the Trinity Conference.
TC for Trinity Conference, RSB. TCRSB is the code when you check out. And you will get in for free. How cool is that? So we'll talk more about what's going to go on there. We also have a number of other events coming up. Check them out in the show notes. That is why Super Don does it every day, keeping you up to date. We'll add some more events as well in October in Florida. Maybe have four or five events in Florida in addition to the Holistic Iridology Conference. And folks, if you know about Peggy's Health Foods in Stuart, Florida, if you know about Toonies in Coral Springs, Florida, those are other events that will be happening later in October. So stay with us, and we'll let you know more about where we'll be. And I'm looking forward to seeing all of my friends that listen out there and that we've known for many years of traveling up to Chicago for the Health Freedom Expos. Now, fortunately, as far as I know, there are no opioid-prescribing doctors that have been invited to the Trinity Conference. I'll have to check with Julie Whitman Klein, but I'm pretty certain that we don't have any of them coming.
No,
I don't think so. I'll double check, but I'm pretty sure we don't.
Okay.
And that's a good thing because they're pretty much clueless. I mean, that's a nice way to say. I don't want to say they're dumb or stupid. That's just mean and nasty. It's just maybe it's not necessary to say it. Maybe it's what do they call it? Self-evident or should be. Did you know that nearly 30% of all opioid prescriptions lack a medical explanation? 3 out of 10, almost 1 out of 3, of the prescriptions written for opioids, we've talked about it, some of the most deadly, most addictive class of drugs ever unleashed on the American people through the Fear and Death Administration, because, my gosh, the bureaucratic oligarchy is like the kings and queens and emperors of old. They get to do stuff no one else gets to do. 30%, we're not sure why they're being prescribed. Now, is it possible among that 30% that some of those percent, the doctor was just, you know, I don't have time to explain why I'm writing it here, just have it. Or is it possible, as Superdon, you and I were talking before the show, that it is just doctors are annoyed with you patients crying and screaming and complaining about whatever, and saying, I need this, doc. Just write me a prescription, doc. Come on, I'll get out of your hair. And they go, all right, dear, just go. Now, there is legitimacy in terms of that sequence of events occurring. What is illegitimate are doctors that write it. Much like prescriptions for antibiotics when moms and dads go into the pediatrician's office. And the pediatrician, bless that pediatrician, they say, this is not a bacterial infection. But the mom or the dad, usually, well, I'm not going to say who, screams at the doctor, I came all the way to this doctor's appointment and my insurance and I have a copay and you're not even going to write me a prescription for a drug? And the doctor should say, yeah, that's right, I'm not, because there's no reason to. It's not warranted. But they, more often than not, go, all right, here's a script, go away happy. In hospitals, this happens. The administrators look at it and go, we're more concerned about the patient response. Do they give us a check and approval they would recommend to their friends or not? And if you don't prescribe these opioids, they're probably not going to give us a good rating. And therefore, our coverage, our insurance reimbursement, all of that will go down. So there's a lot of factors here. I know. I get it. But this is where doctors are trapped in a miserable system. Maybe the 7 out of the 10 doctors, 70% of the prescriptions are legitimate. But how many of those 70% that are given a reason due to pain, intractable pain, cancer, pain, right, could be addressed with other things that doctors are not allowed by virtue of their license, their special permission slip to do that which otherwise would be illegal. They get to write that script for drugs. What if they could write a script for cannabis or kratom or arnica or essential fatty acids or energy healing? Reiki. You know what I'm saying here, Super Don? There's a lot of things that I'm looking at here and coming to mind as we look at the 3 out of 10 that have no explanation as to why they're even prescribing the opioids. They're clueless. They don't know why. Or maybe they do, and they don't want to tell us.
It's crazy. I mean, as more and more information is uncovered about this epidemic, this opioid epidemic, we're finding out more and more who the culprits are in this situation, where you start with the manufacturers, the opioids, you start with the phony science and studies that were used in order to justify handing it out like it was candy corn, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and now we're finding out that the prescribing, and this was 809 million outpatient visits over a 10-year period.
What is 30% of 809 million?
A lot, man. It's way too many, dude. I mean, we're talking millions, right?
Yes, 100. Well, that's over 100 million, 150 million,
yeah.
Maybe. Think about that, 150 million times written without any explanation. And, you know, how are they different from street... Say that again. That's 242 million.
30%? Wow.
John is our resident mathematician as well as board op extraordinaire. Thank you, John.
Look at the big brain.
More like my phone calculator, but thanks.
Okay, well, he's fast with the phone calculator. And he's engaged. You know, that's what makes John a champion of board ops right now at GCN, and we appreciate that, John.
Yes,
we'd have you every day if we could, but we're on later than you normally stay. Yeah, very sweet. Yes. But, John, thank you. Now, that's, 242 million prescriptions without explanation. How are those any different from someone pulling onto the street corner, the dark alley, and getting a pill bottle or whatever drug that people say is bad for you? How is that any different? Because the government sanctioned it? Because there was a license? Right? They were given a permission slip. It's different. Okay. Iatrogenic deaths are somehow approved? Which is my point. I know it's insensitive for some. When we bring up 9/11 and the almost 3,000 that died that day, what about on an ongoing basis? All right, here we go, John. I'll put this out to you. 784,000 divided by 12. How many of that? What is that? That'll give us our monthly total of Americans dying due to iatrogenic causes, doctor caused, medical caused, FDA approved deaths in America. 784,000 divided by 12. Go ahead and give me that number if you're still got your calculator open. And I'll continue until he does that.
Here, I'll do it real quick.
All right. So, think about that. We're going to get that number in a moment. And then let's go back and say, how about who is going to solve this problem?
All right, here we go. How about 65,333?
Okay, 65,000. All right, divide that by 3,000. And you get the equivalent of, 21 point something 9/11s every month.
Yep.
So more than every other day, 3,000 people are dying in America due to FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs, treatments, interventions, etc. And we went to war because, again, not to belittle, please don't even try to call it. Robert Scott Bell is belittling the almost 3,000 people that died. That's not my point. It's just perspective and manipulation. We are manipulated to react in a certain way based on certain outcomes that are desired by the deep state controllers, the elite control, whatever you want to call them. And the medical minions don't want you to see at FDA and beyond, Big Pharma, that they're responsible for over 21 9/11s every month in America. Just on sheer numbers of dead. Okay? So, who are we going to go to solve this problem? Well, who caused it? Doctors, along with FDA and on and on and on. Who's going to solve the problem? Well, obviously the doctors. They're the most ready and well-equipped of all the professions in America to figure out what to do to get us out of this mess. Isn't that right, Super Don? Am I right?
Well, no. Unfortunately, you're not. This
what?
Is a great article. Great article. And listen, say what you will. We're not going to be an absolutist.
They did it again. Recently, they've had a few good articles.
Yeah. And so, apparently, according to this article here, the research they did here, most doctors are ill-equipped to deal with the opioid epidemic.
Wait a second. The doctors are the ones. In other words, if you're addicted, they say you got to go to a doctor to help you get off the addiction that was caused by another doctor, maybe the same one.
Yeah.
How many medical schools even teach addiction?
Very few.
Part of their curricula.
Very few teach anything about addiction, and you know, I mean. maybe this is a very simplistic way of looking at it, but in my opinion, most doctors are not taught how to get people off of pills. They're taught how to get people on pills, right?
Wait. You want them to come to me, and I'm supposed to unsubscribe, unprescribe, I should
unprescribe
say?
Unprescribe them.
Unprescribe. Yeah. Unprescribe them. We don't know how to do that. We went to medical school to learn about drugs and how to prescribe them. And for what? You want me now to... No, that goes against everything I've been trained to do. I don't know how to do that. So who should we be going to? Think about it. If you've been addicted by doctors to opioid drugs that were approved by the Fear and Death Administration, who should you go to? I say homeopaths. I say naturopaths, herbalists, Reiki people. Anybody but doctors who prescribe drugs for a living. Unless they have specific training to detoxify and get these people genuinely off of these things. How about shamans in Central and South America? Way better success rate than even the addiction centers that have popped up for profit, where you can pay 40 grand for a month and come out and you're still addicted. Yet they have some kind of semi-monopoly on it because I think there are doctors involved in those addiction centers. Really? That's as brilliant as we can be? That's what we come up with? And when we talk about detoxification, you get people in the medical profession going, that's just crazy talk. Although they acknowledge detox centers when it comes to alcoholism, withdrawal, or heroin, or other things. But what about opioids? No, we have the Fear and Death Administration still attacking cannabis and kratom that is helping many, many people off of these dangerous opioids approved by, guess what, government. Do you pick up a theme here? Do you see? Oh, Robert hates the government. No, I'm with the founders. Bind them down with the change of the Constitution. Who reads it? Who understands it anymore in Washington, D.C.?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract. From within a few days, I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% Ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Say thanks to our friends at Better Way Health, betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your beta-glucan, the most powerful immune modulator. It's amazing stuff. Also, say hi to our friends at CV Sciences, plus CBDOil.com, POUSCBDOil.com. You go online. If you can't find it locally, you get it direct. You get RSB15, gives you the code for 15% off. And hopefully we have lots of good stuff for you. In fact, we will. At the Trinity Conference coming up September 22nd, 23rd, we're going to preview that next hour with our good buddy, Not a Doc, Chris Barr. So stand by for that. Now, men, this is for you, or maybe not. In Canada, particularly, for some reason, they're really aggressively targeting your prostate. That's right. Not enough men apparently are paying attention to their prostate. So the creative people of Canada, I don't know, is this a government thing or is this a prostate cancer awareness campaign? They've come up with a nifty new way to get men to get checked out, see how your prostate's doing. And Super Don, I don't know about you. I do know you're a man. I'm a man. I am just not thinking this is going to be a campaign that's going to succeed for us, the men of America. Maybe the men of Canada are different and they'll respond differently. I don't know, but I'm just not, it doesn't entice me at all.
No. Well, look, I mean, it's just the idea, and you know what, I get it, you know, because you're constantly harassing me about coffee enemas, right? You know, and I'm just like, no, that's an out hole, not an in hole, no, not going to happen, right?
It helps, so, you know, things to get out through the out hole better.
Well, okay, but You know, the whole idea of going in and getting an exam, a prostate exam, is just not something guys are going to be jumping up and down and you know, getting excited about. And so,
Hold on. Maybe some of them in Canada will. We don't know. We're going to hear that.
Well, we're going to find out because there's a thing they put together called Famous Fingers.
Famous Fingers, right?
Now, you probably already know where this might be going here, and you are correct. What they've done is they've come out
Do we have an audio clip that explains this?
Well, let's set it up real quick here because what happens is they came out with these special latex gloves, a series of 13 of them, and trying to get men to be more open to the idea of getting a rectal exam, have decided to paint these latex gloves so that they look like famous people that might make you feel a little more comfortable about them using their finger in that area.
Sure. Yeah. Normally we wouldn't want that, but hey, since it's a famous person's finger, sure, put it right in. Give a listen.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey, come on in. Thanks for coming today. If you could all line up for me along the table, that would be great.
Too many men put off getting a prostate exam because they don't like the thought of a doctor's finger going into their rectum. So we're testing the Famous Fingers collection, a line of latex exam gloves modeled after fingers we think men will like.
Now, okay. You know what? I just don't. Maybe it's Canadian man's different than you and me, Super D. But, you know, I'm thinking just because. And by the way, there are two more audio clips, folks. If you're listening on radio, you're going to miss out because we're a little nervous about the American FCC. That this might be a bit too racy to play for them. So for those of you watching on YouTube, it's going to be bonus time at the top of the hour. When the news is playing, we're going to give you the other two audio clips. But cover your virgin ears, so to speak. Go ahead, Super D.
Just long story short, they think that if the doctor puts on a latex glove and says, oh, look, it's not my finger.
Right.
It's Frankenstein's finger. Now, I'm not kidding you.
Monster.
I am not making this up. They have a glove that looks like Frankenstein's hand.
If it's Frankenstein's hand, yeah. If you're not into Halloween prostate exams and you're a baseball fan, about a glove for Babe Ruth? Finger called the shot. Next up, your prostate? I mean, you can't make this up.
Here's what they've got.
Yeah,
they've
got
Paul Bunyan. Napoleon.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. His finger wrote the Gettysburg Address, by the way. Next up, your prostate.
How about Genghis Khan's finger?
No.
No. No. Now, interestingly enough, they did not use the Incredible Hulk. I'm not quite sure why. And I noticed that Freddy Krueger's not in here either. I don't know why they didn't use it. But
they did use Thor. Thor's finger.
Thor. Yeah. Thor's finger.
By the way, man in Canada, if this is your thing, hey, I'm not judging, but we're going to play some audio clips about how they respond to this at the top of the hour news break. So if you're on radio, go over to my YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel, or robertscottbell.com. And then we'll be back with Chris Barr because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.